It is 8:07 with this week's Paws Pet of the Week. Of course, community conversations brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center with your Paws Pet of the Week, brought to you by L&J Industries, helping pets find their forever home.
If you love animals and are looking for a way to volunteer in the community, Paws of Charles City might be your answer. I'm JC Garden, Paws Assistant Manager, and we are always looking for people to help walk dogs, socialize our cats, help with fundraising events, foster homes, and loving adoptive homes. Paws Humane Society and L&J Industries, helping our furry friends find their forever home.
It is 8:08 with us this morning. We have JC from the Paws Humane Society. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am doing great. Looking at the forecast. Now, this is my wintertime forecast. I'm not a fan of snow. Highs in the 40s coming up today, even possibly 50 by Thursday and Friday, if we're lucky, that is. So we got that coming for us. Of course, animals tend to love warmer weather than cold weather. Now, I'm not sure about cats, though. They're usually inside. Who'd you bring with today for the Paws Pet of the Week?
This morning I brought Buzz with me. He just found the Christmas tree in the studio and was playing with that. So I brought Buzz with me. If you've been to the shelter, he is one of our cats that greets you as you walk in. He was born in May, we think. So he's about 7-ish months old. So about 7 months old, he's still pretty young and has lots of energy. He does great with another cat. He's one of those tuxedo cats, we call him. So he's got white on his chest and some on his face, and then he's black everywhere else, kind of like a little tuxedo. And just a great cat. If you saw on Facebook, we had another cat named Miko. That was like the gray version of Buzz. They got along great. Miko has been adopted since, but so it would be great if Buzz had a home by Christmas time. I think he'd do great with kids too. I think he needs like another animal or person or young person to kind of help keep him company, just because I think he would be all in your area if he was the only animal in the home. So
now he must know we're on the air because he has not made a sound since he's been in here up until this point.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you can hear that or not, but yeah, he's meowing back here. Forget about me. So he is available for adoption. How'd you name him? Was it a Home Alone?
I don't know actually how he got his name. I think one of the cleaners just thought Buzz was a cute name and went with it. And it kind of fits. Perfect. Because he kind of has that like buzzing energy, I guess you could say. There he goes.
Like now typical. Now he's getting into mischief here.
Yeah, knocking over the carrier, checking out the tree.
Yeah, it could have been worse. It could have been the tree, but it's not. So he's available for adoption. Talk about hours this weekend.
So it looks like this weekend we will be open both Saturday and Sunday. So Saturday the hours are 11 to 2, and I will actually be the one to be there. And then Sunday, we'll be there 1 to 3. So if you're interested in any of our animals and meeting them, you can come out this weekend. You can walk dogs. I think the weather is supposed to be fairly nice this weekend, too. So if you'd like to, looks like it might rain on Saturday. But
it's a very small chance.
Yeah. So hopefully. And you can come inside and play with the cats. So, we'll be open this weekend. Definitely stop by. And if you're interested in volunteering, would like to drop off some donations, anything like that, even just seeing the animals, even if you can't adopt right now, it's always great for them to see new people.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm actually surprised at how cautious he is walking around the studio. See, our studio is all decked out in Christmas stuff, so we have a lot of these like breakable things, and then here's Buzz just kind of like tiptoeing like around everything. It's kind of cute. So that's coming up this weekend. Hours available for adoption. Let's talk about Home for the Holidays. I know that's been going on.
Yeah, so our Home for the Holidays promotion is a reduced adoption fee. So on the cats, all spayed and neutered cats are $50. And then dogs are reduced to $100. There, you found the the little garland.
It needs to be redecorated.
Yeah. The dogs are reduced to $100. So what the adoption fee includes, the animal is spayed and neutered, current on all vaccinations, microchip dewormed, started on flea prevention, and then has had any medical care, obviously, that it's needed while it's been in our care. So Just a really great promotion. Sometimes those reduced adoption fees kind of get a little bit more interest in an animal, or some people have even sponsored adoption fees. So we do have a couple cats that are sponsored right now, which means there's no adoption fee. Somebody has already paid for it. And that's always an option too. If you would like to support another animal getting adopted.
Good job.
I know.
He's wrapping that thing around.
You could always pay for that adoption fee as well. So there's a lot of different ways to support Paws. And right now we're actually somewhat low on cats, which I hate to say it because it seems like it changes every single day. But yeah, we've actually had a lot of cat adoptions. Just even last week, I think there was 6 or 7 cats that got adopted. Wow. And a lot of them went into the same home. So that was great too. So yeah, if Home for the Holidays, reduced adoption fees, just promoting healthy pets for the holidays. If you're part of our Facebook event too, we're going to be posting available animals as well as animals that have found their home too that we just haven't posted yet. So yeah, check that out on Facebook.
That's great news. How about the dog side? Is it as good?
Well, it's good. We've had a lot of good interest. I don't want to reveal too much, but next week I should have some great news for everybody. So
right before Christmas.
I love it. But we still have some great dogs. If you're on our Facebook page, Simon, the yellow lab, I'll probably do a video about him today. He is looking for a great home, as well as Frankie, the bulldog or American bulldog bully mix. It's hard to know what exactly he is. He has so much personality. All of our dogs have so much personality, but Frankie is just one of those dogs that's so silly and just would love a good home before Christmas. So
definitely would.
Yeah, if you're interested or thinking about getting a pet, definitely reach out to animal shelters. They are always overflowing, but pets are for their whole life. So keep that in mind too when you're looking to adopt an animal.
Definitely. So, of course, we are approaching the end of the year. Talk about the need for donations and maybe starting the new year as a new volunteer at Paws.
Yeah, definitely some great ways. So at the end of the year, if you're looking to get a few more tax deductions, you can always donate monetary donations to Paws. We do have an endowment fund also. So if you're wanting to donate into something more than just giving straight money towards the shelter, that endowment fund is great because it grows over time as well. And then we also have an account over at Edward Jones, I believe you can add money to. I would need to double check with that, but we do have an account at Edward Jones that is also being contributed to and building as well. So monetary donations as well as supplies. So we're always in need of cat litter, paper towels, laundry detergent, that kind of thing. We actually have quite a few dog treats, but we'll always take more. Typically ones that don't expire for a long time, or even like ones like pig ears, those are really good for the dogs because they can kind of work on them versus just like chew them and swallow them kind of thing. Definitely. Or not even chew them. Some of the dogs just swallow them whole.
Well, yeah. Both of mine. Yeah, they don't know the concept of chewing anything, I don't think.
No, a lot. Frankie especially gets, and Simon actually gets pretty excited. So, yeah, if you're interested in any of that, or even like Chris said, if you're interested in volunteering for the beginning of the year, that's always a great New Year's resolution, even if it's once a month or once a quarter, or even if you're interested in serving like on our board or something like that, that's always a great way to get involved, and we'd love to have you.
Perfect. So can you give us a rundown, maybe a preview of what's to come for next year in terms of fundraisers?
Yeah, so we are looking at bringing back the dog jog. So we're hoping to do the dog jog maybe a spring, summer. The fundraising committee has a meeting, I believe, in January. So that's when a lot of the stuff will be decided. We may or may not do the rummage sale. That's still kind of in the air. But I'll definitely let everybody know as soon as I know about that. But for sure, the dog jog. We're going to be doing some more microchip clinics. The Tattoos for Paws Rescues fundraiser has been set again, and that will be May 4th, 2024. So if you're a Star Wars fan, we're going to do like Star Wars themed tattoos and animal tattoos. So that'll be fun. I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, I hear that.
And so that'll be May 4th, Tattoos for Paws Rescues over at Crescent Moon Tattoo in New Hampton. We partnered with them last year for our first event, and it was amazing. It was just so much fun.
So back by popular demand.
Bella and Hannah were great to work with, and I believe she's added a new artist in her shop. So now we'll even have, I believe, 3 to 4 artists that could potentially help. So we could put out maybe twice as many tattoos.
That's awesome.
As last year. So yeah, it was a great event. A past adopter kind of came up with the idea. She saw it on TikTok and started running with it. She asked me and I said, yeah, if you want to do a lot of the planning, I can definitely help and be there. And it was such a fun event. Like it was so fun. It blew my mind how many people were there and waited and waited and waited to get tattoos. So
but then it's like, it was a new event, you know, something that's never been done in this area before, which I right. think very much helped.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we had people all the way from Rochester come to New Hampton and Clear Lake come from New Hampton. I think we even had somebody from Cedar Rapids come all the way over to New Hampton to have this done. So it was awesome. So definitely save the date for May 4th. And then we will probably be doing the fun ride again in the fall. So we got quite a few events that'll be coming next year, and hopefully just stay tuned.
Perfect. And as the dates approach, you can check out the info on the Paws website and their Facebook page, pawsatcharlescity.com. I always question myself on the website, and I know I'm right.
I know.
I don't know
every
why.
Time.
Yeah, anyway. PawsCharlesCity.com. Check it out today. Thank you very much, JC, for bringing in the pet of the week, wherever Buzz went. I hear him somewhere. He's around somewhere. I guess we'll have to fish him out. But anyway, we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's 819 with Harry Styles.